Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com, and welcome to the very first episode of the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. This is a podcast, a weekly podcast, where we're going to talk about everything photography. We're going to talk about Photoshop, editing, Lightroom, everything you can think of, we're going to talk about it. It does not matter what style you shoot, we're still going to talk about it, and I'm sure you can learn some really awesome things from this podcast. So like I said, this is the introductory episode where we're kind of going over the flow of the podcast so you can kind of see what to expect going forward and you can kind of see what we're going to be talking about in the next few podcasts. I am going to go over a topic in this podcast, which is about Photoshop versus Lightroom. That's a very popular topic when it comes to a lot of beginner photographers out there, so I'm going to talk about that briefly. But I basically want to go over the flow of the podcast that's going to be going forward. So just a little bit about me. I'm actually a photographer located in the United States. My name is Jordan Yontz, and I'm a real estate photographer where I do a lot of real estate stuff. I've done a lot of other styles of photography as well, but I mainly kind of concentrate on real estate photography now. And it's just a really, really cool topic, a really cool genre to go into. And that just shows you that, you know, if you start out in one style of photography and you kind of want to go into another one, there's nothing stopping you. A lot of things can actually flow into different genres, different styles of photography, and you might find one that you like better than the one you originally planned on starting out with. So that's just one thing to keep in mind. But I also create a lot of video content on the Sleek Lens YouTube channel. You can see that there. Just go to YouTube and search for Sleek Lens. You'll find it there. There's a lot of videos on there to help you with editing, shooting, anything you can think of, all about the Sleek Lens workflows, the Photoshop actions, the Lightroom presets, all of that stuff there you can find, and I can help out with that if you need help with those as well. So be sure to send me anything that you want to see in this podcast, any ideas, anything that you can think of. I'll be happy to help you guys out with that. So you can send me an email at jordan@sleeklens.com, jordan@sleeklens.com. Anything that you guys want to talk about on the podcast, any questions you may have, go ahead and send that my way. I'll be happy to help. So now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about the podcast and going forward. So this is going to be a weekly podcast, and it's eventually going to be moved over to a weekly live show on YouTube, which will be fun. If you don't want to view the live show, if you don't have time, don't worry. We're still going to take the audio from that live show and release it as a podcast. So even if you subscribe here, you're still going to be able to get all the episodes, all the shows, so you can follow along with us. So this is going to be a weekly podcast, and we're going to talk about news. We're going to have a general topic for the episodes. We're going to have some recent articles that are posted on the SleekLens.com website. There's also going to be a featured item of the week, and this is going to be some fun little thing that maybe Photoshop actions, presets, gear, any kind of thing that you can think of photography related that could be as part of the featured item of the week. And to show you our appreciation for you listening to the podcast, we're also going to offer a coupon code. If you go to SleekLens.com, put something in your cart, maybe some presets that you've been looking at getting or some Photoshop actions, and you put something in your cart and go to the coupon code section. If you type in Sleek Lens Podcast, that's all one word. If you type that in, you're going to get 10% off of your entire cart off anything on the store. So make sure you check that out. If you've been checking on any Sleek Lens presets and you haven't pulled the trigger yet to buy them, that's one really good coupon code to use to get you 10% off anything in your cart. So that's the basic flow of how this podcast is going to be laid out. It's a really fun podcast, really kind of cool environment to have all you photographers out there listen to. But I did mention that I'm going to talk about a topic in this episode, just an introductory topic, because it's a very popular question when it comes to beginner photographers out there. And it's, what program should I use to edit my photos in? Should I use Lightroom or should I use Photoshop? Now, the quick answer for all of this is that there's really no magic answer. It kind of depends on the style of photography that you're shooting and what you want to do with your photos. Both programs have their pros and cons. So I'm kind of going to go over that and talk to you a little bit in depth. So let's go over Photoshop first. Let's go over the pros of using Photoshop. One of the main things that Photoshop does that Lightroom can't is use layers. Now, what is a layer? A layer is basically allowing you to put an edit on top of an edit on top of an edit that you can do in Photoshop. And what this does is do non-destructive editing to your files. This allows you to do tons of stuff, more than I can cover in this podcast, but it allows you to do tons of stuff to your photos non-destructively. And that's a really important thing when you're editing your photos. You really don't want to you know, mess up the original file. You want to keep that original file intact. So layers allow you to do a lot of edits non-destructively to your photos. Very important thing. Photoshop also has what are called action actions, and Sleek Lens sells a bunch of actions out there to allow you to do certain effects to your photos that are kind of like, if you're familiar with Lightroom, they're kind of like presets in Lightroom. It allows you to take an effect, apply that effect to your photo just with one click, and it automatically does all these different types of effects to your photos that allow you to do all kinds of editing. You can do color adjustments, visual effects, all that fun stuff you can do with actions. And it's basically just a one-click fix for your photo. Blending and compositing is another really important Photoshop feature that you can do to your photos. And what I mean by that is, let's say you're going out on a landscape shoot and you have this really awesome scene, and you take a picture and you realize the sky maybe is just a little boring. You don't like the way the sky looks, but early in the day you took a really nice sunrise or something similar to that, which had a very impactful sky. What you can do is just take the sky out of that one photo and put it on the other photo, blend that in together, and there you have a very nice scene where you took a boring sky and replaced it with a better sky. Photoshop can do that. Lightroom can not get even close to doing something like that. That's kind of an advanced editing technique that Lightroom can't do. So Photoshop, it's another reason to use layers, is layers allow you to do that as well. But Photoshop can do that. Lightroom can't get close. Photoshop also has a ton of tools that you can use. Lightroom has a little bit of what Photoshop has, but Photoshop can do almost anything. One of the main tools that a lot of people like to use that they think can do in Lightroom, but they can't, is actually the Liquify tool. A lot of people are familiar with that. And what that tool does is allow you to kind of warp your photo to make it better looking. And what I mean by that is, let's say you're taking a portrait of somebody, and they're all concerned about their weight or something like that. You can actually slim them down using the Liquify tool. You can take really cool facial portrait of somebody and kind of enlarge their eyes a little bit just to make them more appealing. You can do stuff like that. You can make them smile if you wanted to, if they weren't smiling in a photo. You can actually put a smile on their face that way. It's got some really awesome tools, a really awesome large variety of tools that you can do to your photo. So basically anything that you can imagine, you can do in Photoshop. It might take a little bit of time, but you can actually do it in Photoshop. So even though Photoshop has a lot of high points when it comes to editing in Photoshop, there are a lot of low points, a lot of negative points that some people can't get around. And what I mean by that is one of the major ones actually is that it has no image management. Once you drag a file into Photoshop, you're just editing that file and you have to save it as you would maybe a Word document. You have to figure out where you want that image to save. Whereas in Lightroom, you're able to put it in a catalog. You're able to organize them. You're able to put them in collections. You're able to do all of this stuff to keep your photos organized and open them in Lightroom. And your file management is basically Lightroom. Whereas in Photoshop, if you save a file, you have to put it somewhere on your hard drive, somewhere in a file structure that you specify, and you can lose files. I've actually done that where I've lost a bunch of files because I did not know where I was saving them. So thankfully, Lightroom has really awesome file organization. So that's one major con when it comes to Photoshop. The next one is no built-in RAW support. And so you might be asking yourself, well, I've edited RAW photos in Photoshop before. Technically, you haven't. What you've been editing your photos in is what is called Camera Raw. It's actually a small separate program from Photoshop. This is not really that big a deal because usually Camera Raw is updated to edit RAW files from almost any camera. However, you're not editing your photos, your RAW photos in Photoshop. You're doing it in Camera Raw. So when you're editing your photos in Camera Raw, you basically need to have all of your main adjustments done before you bring them into Photoshop, because you're not going to have that leeway to edit your photos later on. You're going to lose a little bit of information when they go into Photoshop. So that's kind of a negative thing. But again, you can edit RAW files in Camera Raw, but you're not doing it actually in Photoshop. And one of the last negative points of Photoshop is that, we all know this, it's hard to learn. It's very hard to kind of get accustomed to the Photoshop interface. If you're not familiar with it and you open up a file in Photoshop, it still can be very overwhelming when you open up Photoshop. So it's very hard to learn. It takes a lot of time to learn. Whereas Lightroom, you can almost just jump in there and start editing photos right away. So that's one major con of Photoshop. So now that we talked about Photoshop, let's go over Lightroom. One of the main pros of Lightroom is that it does have built-in RAW support. So when you import your photo into Lightroom, and you keep making adjustments to your file, you're making it on the raw file. You're constantly editing that raw file. You're not editing a compressed file format of that raw file. You're not editing any other file type but that raw file. And it's all non-destructive. Anything you do to your file, you can automatically just reset it, and it's back to the way it was as soon as it came off camera. So that's really important if you're someone who goes back and edits photos regularly. That's very, very important because you always have that raw file to fall back on. Like I mentioned about Photoshop, Lightroom has a major file management feature and optimization. You can organize your files greatly. I know for my instance, when I go shoot a home, I always put them in an individual folder in Lightroom. So that way, if somebody comes back and says, hey, do you have the photos you shot out of this house, I lost the files. All I got to do is pull up that file that I saved all the photos in Lightroom, directly in Lightroom, and export them again and send them on their way. Very, very easy to do. It's very easy to organize your files in Lightroom. Also, like I mentioned, it's very easy to use. You have your modules at the top right of the Lightroom window there, and they're kind of self-explanatory. Your library is where you keep all your files. Your develop modules are actually where you edit the files. Map shows you where your photos were taken at, if you have GPS located, and so on and so forth. It's a very easy file structure, very easy file management window to allow you to edit your files in. The develop module, again, is also straightforward. They're correctly labeled. You got your basic adjustments, tone curve, split toning, detail, all of that stuff. Very easy to understand and all in one place. Another major pro when it comes to Lightroom is presets. Presets are fantastic. I use presets almost every photo because not only do they allow you to edit your photos quickly, and that's one major thing when it comes to photographers who put out a lot of work all at once, they allow you to edit your photos quickly, but when it comes to presets, you're able to pretty much apply any effect that you can ever think of. Let's say your photo is very underexposed. You can apply a certain preset to bump up the exposure, but it doesn't mess with certain highlights of your exposure. It's only brightening up these certain spots of your image. Sleek Lens has a ton of Lightroom presets to suit almost any situation, from landscape to real estate to drone photography, to visual effects. It has a lot of stuff there. So if you want to check those out, you can also go to, Sleek Lens and look up the Lightroom presets collections. You're going to see a lot of there. But again, presets are fantastic. They give you ideas for maybe some effects that you want to apply to your photos, just stuff like that. So you can also create your own presets as well. If you know there's an effect that you apply almost every photo, you can create a preset on your own. So it's a really awesome feature to have in Lightroom. So now let's talk about the cons when it comes to Lightroom. Lightroom has no advanced editing tools. So what I mean by that is, as I was talking about Photoshop when it comes to compositing and replacing skies and stuff like that, you can't do that at all, basically, in Lightroom. You have to go into Photoshop to do that. Sure, if you have a portrait of somebody who may have some blemishes or something like that, you have the spot removal tool. You can take those out. You can have the healing tool as well. You can take that stuff out that way. You can remove simple things from your photo. But as far as doing any advanced editing, you have to do it in Photoshop. Also, like I mentioned about Photoshop, no layerability. You can do stackable presets, which is mainly what the Sleek Lens presets are. Stackable presets, where it allows you to stack an effect on top of each other and keep stacking to get your desired effect. But as far as layers go, you do not have the ability to do layers in Lightroom. So that can be a drawback for some if you really concentrate on layer editing. And one of the last cons when it comes to Lightroom is that it's only for photos. So you might be asking, well, isn't Photoshop only for photos? Actually, no. A lot of people don't know that you can actually edit video in Photoshop. That's one really important thing that a lot of people don't know. You can actually edit a video as you would an image. You can open it in the camera raw filter once you import it into Photoshop, and you can edit all the same features, all the same sliders that you're used to in Photoshop, you can apply to a video. It's probably not the best video program out there, but you know, if you're doing simple video adjustments and you're not used to any other video editing software, or you're only really used to Photoshop, it will definitely help enhance the video quality. It also does have a timeline, so you can make that as a video editing suite, but I would definitely recommend looking at some other type of video editing. You can actually edit video in Photoshop. If you import a video into Lightroom, you can't really do much with it. You can kind of catalog it to save it, but you can't really view it or edit it or anything like that. So that's that's one real drawback. If you're somebody who wants to catalog video, you're probably, or edit video and catalog video, you're probably going to have to come up with your own file structure for that as well. All right. So that is the main topic for this episode. Hope you enjoyed that. Just some quick information for the beginners out there who are trying to find what editing program is best for them. I personally use Lightroom 99% of the time. There are some things that we have to dive into Photoshop to kind of fix or correct. But for the most part, Lightroom is the go-to tool when it comes to editing. So I also mentioned that you're going to have a featured item in the week here, and the featured item this week is actually a brand new collection when it comes to Sleek Lens Lightroom workflows, and that is the Visual Noir collection. And this collection is really great. It focuses on cinematic and film preset effects. So if you've ever wondered how to get that really awesome cinematic effect look in your photos, this collection is probably the one you want to check out. You can actually go to the Sleek Lens YouTube channel to see about 3 videos showing you some really awesome effects that you can apply to your photos just using the Visual Noir collection. So again, if you want to check that out, go to sleeklens.com and look at the Visual Noir collection under the Lightroom section. Check out the before and afters we have there. Tons of really cool stuff. And remember to use that coupon code SLEEKLENSPODCAST to get 10% off that collection. All right, guys, thank you for joining me in this very first episode of the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. There's going to be a lot of stuff coming out, so make sure you subscribe on iTunes or your favorite podcast catcher. We're everywhere, Stitcher, iTunes, Radio, all that kind of fun stuff. Make sure you subscribe there to get the latest podcast episodes that are released weekly. And this has been Jordan from Sleek Lens, and I look forward to seeing you in the next podcast.